Today on our special Mother's Day program, I'm happy to welcome to the program Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Donna Marie is a Catholic wife, mother of five, and the host and creator of the EWTN TV series Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms. Donna Marie is a catechist, a speaker, and a journalist, and she is the best-selling author of numerous Catholic books, including The Domestic Church, Room by Room. Donna Marie's latest book is entitled Embracing Motherhood, and I'd like to welcome Donna Marie to the program. Happy Mother's Day, Donna Marie.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, we're going to be talking about your latest book, Embracing Motherhood, but before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself. I guess I kind of spilled the beans with your introduction, but what else do we need to know about you?
I'm not sure what you want to know, but I am a mother of five on earth and three in heaven. I love my vocation of motherhood. I write about it so often. I weave Mother Teresa's wisdom into most of my work because I was blessed to know her for about 10 years. Mm. And so I feel that those are blessings meant to be shared, and they can be applied to our lives as busy mothers too. Mm. And I love meeting my readership when I'm out and about giving a retreat or a talk or something of that nature, and love doing my shows on EWTN to try to inspire mothers, you know, those that are in the trenches with the dishes, demands, and diapers, and they might feel all alone, but they're actually not alone when they're united to the whole great big church. You know, they're in their little domestic church, and they might feel isolated, but we really are part of the journey together in our faith.
So tell us about this book, Embracing Motherhood. Tell us about the title, first of all. Why pick that title? And then take us through the book, if you would, please.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm so happy that the publisher kept the title that I wanted, Embracing Motherhood. And I chose that because I just feel that, you know, it's a vocation to embrace, you know, for all that it is, you know, the joys and the heart-wrenching circumstances, too. And there's I think a lot of mothers today are so busy, and, you know, we're running around from one activity to another, or, you know, just trying to check off our to-do list, or just trying to keep up with the demands upon them, you know, whether it be in the household or elsewhere. And sometimes, you know, because of all of that stress and busyness, sometimes I think mothers might lose sight of the real purpose of their vocation to raise little saints to heaven, and they might forget about embracing their vocation because they're just so busy with trying to keep up. So I tried to weave in, and I do weave in a lot of church teaching throughout this book, so that the busy mom has it right at her fingertips, so she could be reminded of the sublime vocation in raising her kids, and that it's not just, you know, all of the busyness and the dishes and the demands and the diapers and the, you know, the sibling squabbles and the sleepless nights and all of that. But yes, that is very much a part of raising our children, and that is something we can offer to God as we do it and make our life a prayer, really. So I try to weave in a lot of encouragement and advice and affirmation of our wonderful holy vocation so that the mom can feel, you know, embraced by the church as she embraces her motherhood.
So you would say that this book is written for new moms? Is it exclusively for Catholic moms? What was the target audience of your book?
Well, it is for Catholic moms, but it's also, you know, for Christian moms and for any mom, young, older, you know, seasoned moms, for grandmothers and godmothers and aunts and people who have a motherly role of some sort. But an important thing, I think, to remember about this book, it's not about the perfect Catholic family. And that's really the first line of my introduction, is that, you know, if yours is not the perfect family, you know, you don't have to put the book down and fear that you're not going to relate to it, because it speaks of many sorts of families. Because, you know, in our day, it's very commonplace for grandparents to be raising the children in some cases, or single-parent families, or maybe the traditional two-parent family, but perhaps the husband is not on board with the you know, prayerful life in the Christian home, and the mom is taking on that burden herself, mm-hmm. of that that responsibility herself. So it's about all kinds of families, and it's it's a hopefully an encouraging book in a conversational way that will bring hope to the busy mom's heart.
So is that what you want your readers to get out of this book, is hope?
Hope and hopefully, you know, a feeling of solidarity with someone who's also been in the trenches, you know, myself, and the people that I write about. I weave a lot of stories of other women in their situations and put them out there so that these women who are raising their children will see that they're all, you know, we're all part of this journey together, raising our families, to heaven, actually, raising them and loving them to heaven.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning on this special Mother's Day edition of Catholic Forum, I'm happy to have with me Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who is the author of the book Embracing Motherhood, which is published by Servant Books, part of Franciscan Media. And Donna Marie, what issues does your book address? Obviously, I guess it's a book on catechesis, but it's more than that.
Yes. Did you say what issues?
Yes.
Well, I also in here not only go over, you know, the church teaching about our openness to life and family planning and raising our children, being first and foremost educator, and, you know, those types of responsibilities, and the importance of family coming together at the dinner table and in prayer. We could talk about prayer at some point, you know, the importance of how we teach our children that. But one of the things I weave into this book is to be aware of the culture, to be aware of the dangers of the culture that are, you know, that we live in now. It's pretty scary. If you didn't have your faith, I don't know what you would do, because it's a pretty scary world in a lot of ways. Not to seem gloom and doom, but we do have to be careful. And I encourage the parents to really develop a strong moral backbone, because I think a lot of parents these days just give in to make it easier. They give in to their children, you know, pulling at them and begging, I want a cell phone, you know, when they're 10 years old or 11 years old. They need to keep up with their friends, they think. And parents, unfortunately, give in to a lot of demands rather than realize and recognize and look into the fact that it opens them up to a whole world of danger. It's the internet without filters, and it's, you know, I go into that in detail as one of the areas to watch out for, you know, with our children and the culture. So, you know, to not be afraid to say no as a parent. We can't always be the popular one. We can be the loving one always, but to set down those parameters and those, you know, very important parameters, and set down the rules for the family and stick with them.
Let's touch a little bit on the catechesis part. One of your previous books is The Domestic Church Room by Room. So So I would think that some of those themes about passing the faith on to our children, teaching our kids how to pray, is also a part of this book. You know, why is that so important?
Yes, it's certainly a part of this book as well. Well, because how can we raise our Catholic children or our Christian children without prayer? And how could we really find our own identity and our own purpose as a Catholic or Christian mother without a foundation of prayer? So what I try to impress upon mothers and grandmothers and godmothers reading this book is that we need to develop our own individual, unique, personal prayer life first and foremost. So, you know, we want to take the time, try to carve the time, even though we're busy, try to make that time to develop our own prayer lives. I'll start with that. There are three different ways I think we need to teach prayer in the household, in the domestic church. Well, the first one being our own. So I think it's important, very, very important, to get on your knees first thing in the morning, even if it's for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, you know, before you run into the shower, you might be holding a crying baby. You might not be able to kneel down. You might be standing there and just looking at your crucifix hanging over your bed, or in the nursery with your child, and hopefully have a sacred image in that room as well. And I weave this into the book, too, to bring part of the big church into the little church, into the little domestic church. Carve those times out for prayer, but to be ready for interruptions. When you're a mother of a busy family, you know, your life is a prayer, and your life is a contemplative prayer when you can take that time and ponder and pray, and it's an active prayer when you're actively doing the service, the loving service to your family. So if we could recognize that our loving tasks that we do in the home and for our family are prayers when we offer them to God, then we don't have to be stressed out and worrying that, oh, I'm just not getting the prayer in that our Lord expects of me. You know, we need to take that burden off our shoulders and give our lives in full surrender, as Mother Teresa would say, to our Lord, and let Him take over, and then just be peaceful about the way we go about taking care of the family. And then we teach each of our children to develop their own individual prayer lives. Tell them, you know, when you wake up in the morning, dear Lord, thank you for this new day. And just to have a conversation with Him so that it's not regimented, it's not forced upon them, but that they develop a love for prayer. They realize that they can pray to God whenever they want to. The saints are there. Mary is there. And so we encourage them by our example, by praying in front of them, praying with them, and they see that it can be a very natural, loving thing. So they develop their own prayer lives with our help. And the third way we want them to pray is with the family. So we have that bond, that, you know, communion of the blessedness of all of the members of the family coming together, whether it's to pray a decade of the rosary together, our morning prayers, our night prayers, our meal prayers, you know, grace before meals. And that's a wonderful time at the dinner table to sneak in those extra prayers. You know, when you have a captive audience, you pray grace and then add that extra Hail Mary right after grace, to put yourselves all under the mantle of Mary. Mm-hmm. So I try to weave in all of these types of things in the book and emphasize, you know, the types of prayer and how you can go about teaching it to your family and how important it is in their lives to have that foundation. And if you haven't done it yet, it's never too late to just start from where you are. Mm-hmm. And this way they're going to have that to look back on later in life, even if they've lost their way, or they've strayed off the path. You can keep praying like St. Monica that your child will return to the faith and that, you know, the foundation you've given them was really worth something, was very valuable, because it truly is.
So, Donna Marie, tell us how our listeners can get a copy of your book, Embracing Motherhood.
Well, thank you for asking. I have them actually on sale right now at my website, www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com. You could also get them through Servant Books, Franciscan Media, through any of the hopefully Catholic book stores, and through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And if you do go to my website, I do have blogs that you can get to through the main website, which I try to update daily with inspiration for moms. I have Embracing Motherhood blog, actually, and I have View from the Domestic Church blog and others as well. So readers can and listeners can feel free to come and join in there, and also to subscribe to an email newsletter I have, and I try to put out regular inspiration to help. Busy mothers today and grandmothers.
Well, Donna Marie, thanks so much for all you do to help busy moms, and thanks for being with us today on Catholic Forum. And also, have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Oh, and thank you so much, and the mother in your life, and all the mothers in your life, too. And thank you so much for having me on your show.